welcome to a second helping segment with Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association. I'm your host, Mark White, from The Mark White Show. Right now, I have with me Tammy Reist, president of Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association, to talk about second helping. Welcome to the program, Tammy.
Thank you, Mark. I'm excited to be here today, and we are very excited about this new program that we are introducing called Second Helping. The Second Helping program was brought about as North Alabama is growing, and we do cover a lot of the hotels, restaurants, attractions that are connected to the tourism industry. We realize that we have got a lack of workforce when it comes to jobs. We also know that we have a crisis that's facing us in America, and especially in Alabama, with our opioid crisis. So we wanted to work on a path called Second Helping, where we are kind of a website that is designed to where people in the hospitality industry, such as your hotels, your restaurants, even our park system, can post jobs that are available. And then we are working with a lot of the people that are in recovery. So as they're getting out, they can actually go to this website, secondhelpingjobs.com, and be able to see some of the partners that have put up jobs, knowing that they are coming out of recovery, they're going to be looking for a job. And it's kind of like a mentor program too, because it's not guaranteed they're going to get a job, but it's just a place they go to seek that work. We used to not talk about this problem. People didn't want to say, I've got a daughter, I've got a child, I've got a husband that is facing something like this. I think it's changing now. People are talking about it, and it's not just happening in the poor class. It's happening all throughout. My best friend, I've watched her over the past 4 years deal with her daughter who had a master's in education, who had a hysterectomy, got on a drug, and was not able to shake it. She has been suffering. I've watched my best friend suffer through it. So again, this program we started had a lot to do with her. And then I've seen her go through a recovery program where a restaurant opened up their doors to hire them. And one of the reasons they use these girls is because they could pass a drug test. So often now, it's hard to find that. So this restaurant hired her, and it has built up her confidence. This girl had a master's in teaching. Now she's at a restaurant dealing with people. And the home she's staying at, she's having to pay $125 a week. So this job helps her to get in this recovery program. And I know that when she gets out, she's going to make a great employee when she has to go back home. I feel like the job is going to do well. I'm excited to see the way, as we've been talking about it and building up our site and building up our content, that the people in the industry, the employers, are excited to come on and be a part of this.
It definitely takes a special heart to say, I want to be a part of this program. But I know there are people who have the heart to give people those second opportunities, those second chances to come back. But if they have that hope of opportunity, right, it's really a game changer.
It is. And, you know, I used to manage and build hotels. And if somebody came in to apply for a job, we'd give them an application. We didn't know what that person's past was. We would interview them if they met requirement and could hire them. And they could have been on a drug situation. So this way, we're saying to people that are in recovery, we've got a place for you. So therefore, they feel like not ashamed anymore, that there are some caring people. And if you think about it, the hospitality industry, that's what we are. We are servants. And we're trying to bring these people back into a great industry with great partners that are willing to give them a second helping.
You talk about the industry itself. In North Alabama, tourism is a catalyst for so many things. The creation of jobs is huge, and the demand for people who are dedicated, that's so important to find these people. And you found some down in Blount County, a restaurant we're going to talk about in a little bit, where you find these employees who have the right skill set to do these jobs and to make people want to come back to our area.
Yeah, I was at one of the homes a couple of weeks ago, and there's 16 women that were in this home, and they were overhearing me, and one of the restaurant owners, it's one of our partners, she said, well, I'm going to be getting out soon, and I live in Jackson County. do you have anything there? And this woman has been to culinary school. She had actually cooked lunch for the girls that day. And I said, yes, we will. You know, we are working on the program right now, but we will have something in that area. We're in Blount County, but these girls are from everywhere. And these homes are everywhere. And it's not, I say girls, it's not just for girls. We have men. When we first started talking about this program, I had someone from the state park system call and say, look, we're looking for people to help us cut our trails. And we would love to look at hiring people like that. And I feel like this is a great thing that's going to take place. I think it's going to definitely help fill a need for both parties. One, for the jobs that we have that we're having a hard time finding workers. And for those that have been in recovery, that are coming out, that are needing a second chance. I just think it's going to be a win-win situation.
You started this, but of course we want people to join and lock arms to be a part of this effort. Tell us your passion again behind Second Helping.
The main passion behind it is seeing a very good friend have to suffer with a family member going through, and knowing that, you know, we all have a chance to make a difference in life. We can either do something or do nothing. And I feel like this something is definitely going to make a difference. As I've talked to people in other states, they're like, wow, Tammy, this is a grassroots. I see it picking up. I see it being something that is just going to keep growing. And that's what I want. One of the things, I used to serve on the Appalachian Regional Commission. I represented Alabama in the tourism segment. One of the things that the Appalachian Regional Commission talks about is this crisis we have. Our president talks about it, but is anybody doing anything about it? I think we're doing little things, but from a segment when it comes to the tourism industry, this is a big thing. And us as a regional organization, we're doing this out of our pocket. My board agreed to do this. We're going to be spending all together by the time you build out a website and the paperwork and my lawyers that have done the legal work behind it. Even when I take a picture of somebody to go up on the site, that legal piece of paper they sign, that I can use their picture. So we've invested about $25,000, but to me, it will make a difference. And that is what it's about.
What kind of response have you had from business owners to this point and their willingness to be a part of Second Helping?
I have had a lot of people that want to come on and be a sponsor and say, I want to help. Our biggest thing as a way of helping is to actually list the jobs that are available so that we can help those that are in need. It's just starting its first phase. I see it growing even more. In fact, I was at a hotel the other day in Tuscaloosa, and at their front desk, they had a little board out, and it was a caring board. And it was like, you can drop off crayons and backpacks and stuff to help people that are in need. I look at this as that same way. We don't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to get on drugs. There's something that drives it, whether it is a medical condition, whether it is just being with the wrong people and falling in this trap. We can either A, do something about it, or we can B, ignore it. And I feel like our getting involved with it is going to make a difference. I've had people that have told me, that's great, but, you know, I've dealt with it and you're going to have a setback. Well, you know what? Unless we try, we're not going to see that. Again, this is a site that is basically available for people to come to see the site that are recovering, to be able to see jobs that are posted. If they get the job, they can be very thankful that these employers thought enough of this program to get involved. What I'd love for the employer, if they do hire these people, is to know that this is where they came from and they can be a mentor to them. So again, just excited about the program. If I say what's down the line, you know, 5 years from now, I hope we can start seeing that there's going to be some eradication due, and that where people get out of a program and they fall back because they feel like nobody cares about them. I hope that this program will be something that they see. There are people out there that do care, and there is a place you can go to look for jobs, and that when you are hired, to remember that you've been given that second chance.
One question that people have to ask themselves as they're listening, if they're not an addict themselves, is what is one life worth? Mm-hmm. What's the value of one life? If you take on this effort and one person, just one person, changes their life, the effect that it'll have on generations to come.
Yes.
That's what people need to think about. because we all understand that addiction is a horrible place to be and that people are drawn back to addiction. But there are success stories. We have to do the things that help to create those success stories. And that's what Second Helping is doing, is helping to create success stories for somebody out there.
Yes. And I think, you know, one of the neatest things is when you go to our website, which is secondhelpingjobs.com, and you look at our testimonials that are up there, especially from the diner in Cleveland, Alabama, where the owner basically was told, you need to run this restaurant, and literally could not find employees, and then found out about this recovery place and hired these young ladies to be waitresses, and to watch what she did to get them to the point. And when I was in the restaurant the other day seeing them, you never know that they were in recovery, but to know the smiles on their face because someone gave them that second chance. And that's what it's about. And these girls, they're learning a trade. One was a teacher. The other one was a hairdresser. Now they're having to be in this restaurant. And they're learning. They're building up those skills with customers. They're smiling again because they know that they have a way to make a living. And to be able to, if it's to pay back their mom that they had to help them all this time. Or if it's to be able to have a job so that they can have a relationship with their children that they've left to their moms. At least there's been given this chance. That's what it's about.
And as part of this special interview that we've had here with Tammy Reist, president of Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association, we have with us Kayla Thomas, and she is at the diner in Cleveland, Alabama. Welcome to this special segment, Kayla.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. I've seen a huge success through this. So I've seen where the girls, when they're just coming in and you know, there's no hope, no confidence, they think that nobody wants to help them. And then they come in here, we start work, and then just watching them grow, like just from being that person where they're beat down, like I said, no confidence, to they're, you know, striving, moving forward. I can see the progress every single day. It's just, it may be a little notch for some and it may be a big stride for others, but it is definitely very humbling and it's an awesome thing to experience. My background is corporate world. So I worked for a large DSO company and was a director for them. Made really good money, you know, traveled the world and would have never thought twice about hiring like the individuals that I'm hiring now. And it's sad for me to say that, but it's the honest truth. For me to go from that world to this world, people have no idea the changes that you'll see. And not only for the individuals that's going to work for you, the individuals that work for me, but also for myself, you know, just being able to work with them day in and day out and seeing that change from where they say nobody wants them. Nobody's going to hire me. You know, I'm a drug addict or I have a felony or I have this problem. You know, there's all these different problems, but we take them in and we love them just as if they were somebody that would have went and applied in the corporate world. And just to see, you know, them go from that beat down, nobody wants me, to now they're, you know, smiling and happy and just seeing that laughter and the joy that's came back in their life and us building that culture here. It's just an amazing experience. What changed it for me was, you know, I seen how I hired in the corporate world versus now when I came here, honestly, it was not by choice. It was not my choice to leave the corporate world, leaving, you know, good money, travel, all of those fancy things that I was leaving to come here. God definitely pushed me in this direction. He put me here. Unfortunately, I lost quite a few people whenever I first took over. And that led me to be able to reach out to an old friend who has a recovery home for women just right up the street, not even a half a mile from here. I asked her, could she help me out? And once I hired the very first one from there, that's where my heart went. From here on out, that will be who I hire. If other people come in, you know, definitely if they fit what we need, I'll hire them. But my heart is definitely with these recovering addicts because it's sad. You know, they didn't just wake up one day and say, hey, I'm going to be an addict. You don't do that. They just went down the wrong path. So they need somebody to give them that encouraging word, somebody to give them a second chance. And that's why I think this program is so great that is being started, Second Helpings, because it's exactly what its name is. It's a second chance. And that's all these people need. Whether it's, I keep talking about females, but there's plenty of males out there too. So it doesn't matter if you're male or female. this program is going to be phenomenal for you. Thank you guys, because I'm excited to see where this goes and excited to be a part of the very first steps of it. So thank you.
Again, that was Kayla Thomas, owner of The Diner in Cleveland, Alabama. We're back with Tammy Reese. Tammy, tell us a little bit about the website, secondhelpingjobs.com.
One thing we have added to the site is a small training that we ask them to do, which is called 4-Course Hospitality. It's a basic principle. It talks about the appetizer, the salad, the entree, and the dessert. From the appetizer, it just talks about when you first come in contact with people, that initial smile, that initial thank you, that please. And then our dessert is the follow-up. Again, the way we started the meal is with that thank you, that please, that come back and see us. So again, we're teaching just a mini class to give them a little boost. You can go to our secondhelpingjobs.com website. This is the website that you would go to find the jobs. You can learn more. Our podcasting that we're doing will be here, so you can learn about people's stories. We're going to have a series of podcasts that you can hear from. And hopefully, you know, this will be a site, too, that people can come to and learn from and know that there are some people in this world that do care, that you are given a second chance.
We've all seen the signs as we drive down the roadway, help wanted. We see the signs when we go into restaurants. We see the signs in the hotels. We see the signs everywhere we go. Part-time help, need help, help wanted. How does Second Helping pull those things together to get to this one website as a one-stop shop, if you will?
What they would need to do, if, like I said, if you're a restaurant and you're needing workers and you want to be a part of this, you would just go to this website. There's actually an email within there that you can email. Hey, I'm interested in being a part of this. I have some jobs that I need listed, and we can share with you how to upload those. We can teach you. You can upload the jobs. We ask that you have a mini job description in there, so that way the person that is looking can say, yes, I can lift 25 pounds. You know, that was one of the stories that came out of one of the girls, that she'd been beat down, and to lift 25 pounds for her was something that she wasn't able to do to her body, got to that point. So again, by putting that information in on job descriptions really helps. But this site is going to be designed, again, for anybody that is looking for help. They can come to this. We do have a partners agreement, so you do have to sign that we're not going to be held liable. We're just here for you to put your information up on for these people to see, and hopefully you'll give them a second chance.
It's definitely thinking outside the box, but for you to think about that and to think about how can I get these people who still have a life to live opportunities to be successful, to have that second chance to make a difference where they are. It's really remarkable, and I commend you, Tammy, for coming up with this program, and I also encourage people who are listening right now to find out more about Second Helping, and if you're interested in providing a job through this program, I encourage you to go to the website, secondhelpingjobs.com. Go to the website, and if you are a person looking for an opportunity, and right now you are that person who's beat down, you are that person who has lost hope and doesn't feel like there's a place for you, well, I believe Second Helping does have a place for you if you're ready, willing, and able to get to work and be in the hospitality industry, which is a great industry I've been involved in. Of course, Tammy here as president of Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association, been involved in a long time, and here in Decatur as well. It is a wonderful industry to be a part of.
It is. It's a clean industry. It is an industry that I know I have spent 40 years in. And I've grown from being in a hotel setting, being a front desk clerk, to a housekeeping manager, to the general manager, to running a CVB, Convention and Visitors Bureau, then now to a regional organization. It's taken me places, and I can see that through this program, it may be that a person starts in housekeeping, they can build themselves up and do exactly what I've done. You've got to be given a chance. The person themselves got to be willing to put in the time and effort. But to know that even though you've made a mistake, we all make mistakes, there is this place you can go to that we can help you, and with our partners can help you hopefully find something that you can get back into the world and get back living again.
Whether you want to find a job or you want to offer a job, find a place where you fit in at Second Helping. That's secondhelpingjobs.com. Check it out. Thank you, Tammy Reese, president of Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association, for sharing this very special opportunity, Second Helping, today.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.